It's the Rock and Refuel Recruiting Roundup on Sports360AZ.com. Jason Jewell, I'm Jared Cohen. No real recruiting news this week, so let's dive into what we saw in Week 0, starting with our Player of the Week from last week.
How about Westview running back Tyler Vasco? Last season, he rushed for 2,000 yards. He just picked up where he left off last year, rushed for 314 yards against Basha High School, had another 49 yards receiving, and totaled 4 touchdowns in the big win for the Knights.
Yeah, I was over at Basha for the first half, watched Vasco and company, and he looked fantastic. We're going to talk about breakout players from what we saw week one. You know, you always see someone that you don't expect right when the season gets going, now that roles are defined. I'm going to get started in staying in that Westview Basha game. I watched Ryan Martinez, their quarterback, with Vasco in the backfield. We know Westview likes to run the football, Jason, but I was really impressed with Martinez, with his decision making, his views of the outside on the decisions he needed to make, and the little read option they'd run at times. He would throw the ball, some dump offs he's had, throw some balls down the field, and also his ability to run. He had some big long runs, some of them for touchdowns, which really gave Westview the big lead in that first half. How about you? I know you caught 3 games in a 24-hour span.
Yeah, I did. I watched Tempe play Estrella Foothills. I was at Brophy and Pinnacle, and I went to Desert Edge and Centennial. And though Centennial didn't come out with a victory against Desert Edge, two players from the Coyotes that I was a big fan of, both in the junior class. The first one, Jacob Franklin. He's an outside linebacker, kind of defensive end, about 6'3" and 205 pounds. I thought he played with a great motor. And then the Arizona historians would know his dad, Aaron, was a very good linebacker coming out of Peoria High School that signed with Arizona State. Then the next guy, you know, we know Centennial loves to run the football, and their junior running back, Zadane Thomas, is going to be a breakout player over the next 2 years. Rushed for 167 yards and 1 score in that loss.
One more guy I'd like to talk about over at Perry High School. Perry got that big overtime win over Desert Vista, come from behind victory. Their overtime winning touchdown was from Kenny Foltz, Jason. Now, I don't know if we could talk about Foltz as a breakout guy, because he's been on this Perry varsity squad for basically since he's a freshman in different capacity, played a little bit of DB. Now they're premiering him as the running back and the running back in this system. He had some great runs, catching balls out of the backfield, sharing that backfield with Deshane James, who's come in and playing quarterback. And they're really a dynamic duo back there, but Foltz was shifty, he was fast and quick, and made some big-time plays for the Perry Pumas, who are off to a 1-0 start. Jason, now let's talk about this upcoming week. Week one, now everyone will have gotten started for this season. There are some marquee games to make note of this week.
Yeah, certainly the top in-state game is going to be Hamilton and Queen Creek. Now, we saw Queen Creek last week, had a big win over Cesar Chavez, and they developed a passing game. Devin Larson and Armon McGuire hooked up and had a big-time performance last week, and Hamilton's defensive line, led by Josh Bosselet and Brady Flynn, they are going to get after the quarterback, so that should be the top matchup in this week, in-state. This week.
And you mentioned in-state, there are teams headed to California for some pretty great matchups as well.
Yeah, your Mountain Point, they travel, they play Upland High School. Saguaro travels to Colorado and plays Power. Valor Christian, Brophy goes to Edison High School. Desert Mountain goes to Carson. And then how about the matchup? Chandler goes to Corona Centennial.
All should be great. Plus Pinnacle and Basha playing here locally, and it's going to be nationally televised. So a lot to look for and a national spotlight to watch around the state of Arizona for some great week one action. Until next time, Jason Jewell, Jared Cohen, this has been the Rockin' Refuel Recruiting Roundup.